Kristen. Craig in the
morning. Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Jonah Hill's brother, Jordan Feldstein's a pretty big deal in the music business, managing Maroon 5, Robin Thicke, and until this weekend, Sarah Bareilles. He got into a huge fight with Sharon Osbourne at a pre-Grammy party, and Sharon ended up throwing food in his lap and throwing a bottle of water at his head. Apparently, Sarah took Sharon's side in this and fired Jordan as her manager.
Number 4.
Macklemore apologized to Kendrick Lamar for robbing him of his Grammy awards. But when a magazine asked Kendrick about it, he said that Macklemore deserved to win his 4 Grammys. He said he did what he did. He went out there and hustled and grinded. Everything happens for a reason. The universe comes back around.
Number 3.
If you saw Real Housewives of Atlanta Sunday night, you saw things get real ugly when a fun couple's pajama party turned violent. MediaTakeout.com is reporting that if you thought NeNe Leakes was acting like she was high the whole time, it's because she was.
Number 2.
Rumors popping up again that Selena Gomez and Austin Mahone are seeing each other secretly. But Austin says, don't believe it. They really are just friends. And he might be telling the truth because there's another rumor that he's actually dating Kylie Jenner, who was there for his pre-Super Bowl concert in New York yesterday.
Number 1.
Justin Bieber's pleaded not guilty to charges of driving under the influence and drag racing in Miami. His arraignment's set for Valentine's Day, but his attorney has already entered that plea. Justin turned himself in Toronto yesterday on charges of allegedly assaulting a limo driver last month. The driver claims that he picked up Justin and his buddies and there was an argument, and suddenly Justin started hitting him in the back of the head. And when he called the cops, Justin took off running. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.